Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Randy Nelson's here. Randy's a new friend. Randy is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He's started and run and sold more than one business very successfully. He's got his own another business now that he's a completely different direction he's gone in, which is more in the line of helping people like you and me. He's the author of the new book, The Second Decision, The Qualified Entrepreneur, a former Navy nuclear submarine officer, which takes a lot of guts, almost as much guts, Randy, as starting your own business. What do you think?
I would say the risk of entrepreneur was much greater. The demands of understanding nuclear submarines far outweighed what I thought I needed to know as an entrepreneur in the beginning, that's for sure.
But you gotta admit, though, I mean having gone down in one of those things, or I should say gone below the surface, not gone down, that's not the way to say it, having gone below the surface in a submarine or jumping out of an airplane, that prepares you for the high wire act of entrepreneurship, doesn't it?
It does. It certainly is. The discipline and leadership, even process, teaches you a lot of different things that can directly relate when you get in the entrepreneurial world.
Right. Now, in your book is called The Second Decision, and I want to talk about that in a minute, but before we do that, let's make sure we're all clear about what you think the first decision is.
So the first is when you start your company.
Yeah.
You know, that's the decision that a lot of us jump into. You know, I think Inc. Magazine did a study, and they studied men and women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, asked them the same question in each age. You know, what is it? Why are you an entrepreneur? Why do you do this? The number one reason was autonomy. So we love to start businesses, and we love to be our own boss.
When people start a business, do you think they understand, most people, do you think they have any idea how hard it's going to be?
No, I think most people start businesses because they have a very good talent in something, and they want to be their own boss.
Yeah.
And I think that desire to be your own boss and make your own work schedule, it sounds really cool. And then once you get out there and do it for a while, you realize it's maybe not quite as good. But I think that's a draw that entices an awful lot of people.
And do you think that some people think, well, you know, I know how to buy stuff. I've sold stuff before. I go into businesses and I pick something out and they give it to me and take my money and I give them money and I walk out with the stuff. I mean, my goodness, how hard can that be?
You bet.
Don't you think people think that?
They do. And you know, I'll quote another great book that I've read by Michael Gerber. It's called The E-Myth Manager. He breaks down people who start their own businesses into three different types: entrepreneurs, managers, and technicians. Mm. And the technician is the person who knows how to do something.
Right.
And that could be a CPA. And ironically, I think the numbers are 70% of businesses are started by technicians.
Mm-hmm.
So they know how to, they'll get started very, very well, but then when the business starts to grow, that's when the challenges will become much greater for them.
Well, and also, if it takes, a lot of times, they have to get somebody else to meet the public.
You bet.
Because they're not good at that. Then there's the person who is really good at the vision thing. They're really good at the energy, high energy, and getting people to believe them. But when it comes time to what I call the diaper changing part of running a business, they're not so good at that.
You bet.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we get into the second decision, isn't it?
Yeah, the second decision, I really put it where your startup has succeeded, and you could be 10 years past startup, but whatever it is, you now have gone past the idea being successful you're out there, you're able to sustain your business. And now is the point where you have other people that are relying on you to grow as much as you're asking them to grow.
Well,
and I think that's a critical point.
Well, and so what? Tell us what all is involved in this second decision, because it's not an uncomplicated process, is it?
It's not. What the essence of it is in the Navy, before I was allowed to drive a submarine, I had to go through very, very lengthy oral written interviews, and before the captain would let me drive, I had to pass a whole lot of things. I had to go through a whole lot of school. Then I could wear what I, as a submariner, not a pilot puts on his wings, I put on my gold dolphins.
Right.
In the entrepreneurial world, there just is no qualification whatsoever. Because we're driven to start businesses because of the autonomy, once we get that and then all of a sudden we've got a successful business, what we're doing is entrepreneurs are extremely self-confident. So we will continue, we know what we know, and we'll continue to do that. The second decision is a whole lot built around what the entrepreneur doesn't know, and to a further extent, what they don't know, which is where, you know, there's a couple turning points in my career where the light bulb went on, and I said, I myself have got to become a qualified entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. And what do you consider, when you say a qualified entrepreneur? That's another process that you have to go through. And I want to talk about that in the next segment. But I want to come back to this second decision for the rest of this segment, because when you make the decision that you've already made the decision to start a business, you become an entrepreneur, you've got a business, and you've grown it to some point. That second decision really is. Do I want to be a pro, or do I want to just muddle through? Isn't that the essence of the second decision?
Yeah, what I ask him is, I ask him, number one, to become a qualified entrepreneur. And we'll talk about that in your next segment, as you said. But I give them three different roles that they can play. And one is the leader, one is the role player, and one is the creator. The leader is the person who wants to be that qualified entrepreneur, who truly wants to stay as the CEO. The role player is somebody who says, I'm really good at something inside the company, but I know I'm not the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And the creator is the person who really looks him or herself in the mirror and says, I love to start businesses and not operate them.
Right. That's the pure entrepreneur. Hold on to that thought. The book is called The Second Decision, The Qualified Entrepreneur by Randy H. Nelson. It's available wherever books are sold. It's a very important book, I predict it will be. And it's 20 after. Right back with Randy Nelson. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.